From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Do you want to shed some light on a clue we had on in our puzzle last week?
Well, in my example, I said a light bulb is an ordinary item that will emit electrons of light. And I got that information off the internet. And, you know, there's a lot of misinformation on the internet. It's actually light bulbs emit photons of light.
All right. Well, and thanks to Dr. George Carman at the University of the Pacific in Stockton and others who pointed that out to us. All right. Well, my light bulb is a little dim, but at least it's on. So we're going to start with the puzzle part of our program. First, we need to hear that challenge you gave everyone last week.
Yes, it involved a spoonerism, and it came from listener Jeffrey King of Austin, Texas. I said, take the two body parts, neck and toe, and if you interchange their initial consonant sounds, you get techno, and techno is a form of music. And I asked, name two other parts of the human body, one in four letters and one in eight, interchange their initial consonant sounds, and phonetically, you'll get a familiar 11-letter word. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the parts are hair and shoulder, and you spoonerize them or switch the letters, you get shareholder.
Oh, how clever. Well, we had over 600 clever listeners who came up with this answer, and our winner randomly selected from the correct answers is Iris Snowfire, and she joins us from Dover, Foxcroft, Maine. Hi, Iris.
Hi.
I love your last name, Snowfire. Is this an old family name?
This is a new family name. I made it up.
You're kidding.
No.
I love it. How did you decide to call yourself Snowfire?
It was because I wanted something that was simple and easy to spell and pronounce, and I really love snow, and I love having a fire in the wood stove when it's snowing outside.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
About 8 years.
Wow. I guess you've been waiting so long you're ready to play.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Iris. Let's play.
All right, Iris, today I have a fore and aft puzzle. I'm going to give you two words. You tell me a third word that can follow my first one and precede my second one, in each case to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. And here's a hint, each answer is a term used in baseball. For example, if I said fox and compartment, you would say glove, as in foxglove and glove compartment. And glove, of course, is something you use in baseball. All right, your first ones, the answers are three letters long. And the first one is butter, swatter. What can follow butter and precede swatter in three letters?
Fly.
Butterfly and fly swatter. Excellent. Number two, gift, G-I-F-T, gift and team.
I was going to say bag, but that doesn't work.
I'm trying to fit bat in because I know that bat.
Right.
Not bad either. Well, gift blank is something that would appear
tag.
On a gift tag and a
nice.
Tag team is right. Brick and mobile.
Bat.
Brick, bat, and batmobile.
I knew it was going to come.
It was coming up. Now the answers are four letters long. Nursing improvement.
Think of the bag that you tag in order to score a run.
Base?
No.
Which one?
Home.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh,
nursing home and home improvement. Good. Fail, F-A-I-L, and cracker.
Safe.
Fail safe, fail safe crackers, right? Now we have five-letter answers. Pollen, Dracula.
Count.
Pollen count and count Dracula's, right? Full, voter. In this year's election, the blank voter is very important.
Swing
voter in full swing is right. Electrical, cake. An electrical blank is something you don't want in your house.
Let's see.
I'm thinking strike. No, that doesn't work. Is it short?
There you go. Electrical short.
Yes.
And shortcake. And your last answers have six letters. Shopping fold, F-O-L-D. And this is a position on the baseball field.
Would the second one be something one would find in, say, Playboy magazine?
Yes.
Center.
There you go, shopping center and centerfold. And your last one is daily standard. And this is a good kind of baseball hit.
A good kind of baseball hit. One that's not caught.
All right, and it doesn't just get you to first base. Gets you a little further than that.
There's a home run.
Uh-huh. It's not as good as a home run, but it's better than a single.
Double?
It's a daily double and double standard. Good job.
Hey, Iris, how well do you know baseball?
I don't know anything about baseball other than a few words.
But you know words, and that's the point, isn't it? You did well. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times, Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Iris, what public radio station do you listen to?
WMEH in Bangor, Maine.
Yeah, Bangor, Maine. All right. Irish Snowfire. Great name. From Dover Foxcroft, Maine. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Will, what's the challenge you have everyone to, you want everyone to work on over the Labor Day weekend?
Well, name a well-known U.S. city in two words. Change the first letter of the first word, add an H at the end of it, and you'll get the second word of the city's name. What is it? Now, obviously, the second word of the name is one letter longer than the first. So again, a well-known U.S. city in two words. Take the first word, change its first letter, add an H at the end of the word, and you'll get the second word of the city's name. What city is it?
When you know, let us know. Put that answer in an email. Our email address for puzzle entries is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. At about that time, we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Hey, Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.